Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I'm so glad to be back. How's everybody doing? You know what Friday means? It means another album review. Where are we taking it this week? Looks like it's going to be the first Somali album review. Wonder who it's going to be? I'll let you take a lucky guess, but anyway.
The latest African album review is Moody. Album review.
First thoughts.
Shirihan Mohamed Abdulle is a Somali-Swedish R&B singer known by the name Sherry. She's been active since 2014 and really went viral in 2017, courtesy of her hit 163 for Evict. And today I'm going to be reviewing her mixtape titled OG. A quick rundown of the OG mixtape. It was released May 9, 2019 under Aruelo Music. 9 songs, 25-minute runtime, 4 collabos, and producer credits go to Philip Hunter.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The OG mixtape opens up with 616, which typifies exactly what I love about Sherry's music. She's smooth, and the last time I heard anybody that silky on the mic probably would be when Aaliyah was still alive. There actually is something very Aaliyah-esque about her music and even her style. Like sometimes when she wears, you know, baggy sort of like dude clothes. Might Aaliyah have been an influence? I really don't know, but it highly seems like it. The sonic superiority on the OG mixtape is just dreamy. Like you're floating, it takes you away, just like on the songs such as B2B, which features I think it's Jealousy or Jealousy, I don't know. Anyway, it almost has this psychedelic inclination that really makes you want to close your eyes and just go far into your dreams while being serenaded by Sherry's exceptional vocal prowess.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on africanmusicindustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. redsau.com.
The song Familien features the talents of rapper K27, who compliments Sherry's phenomenal vocal ability through his own unique style, and he even holds some chords himself. They did a duet kind of thing while you sing and Sherry singing. Sounded pretty good. This is a combination that I want to hear more from, without a doubt. The smooth, bouncy R&B composition on this track gives it a light touch that really elevates the performances. It really allows Sherry and K27 to really just get into their element. And the same holds for the opening track, actually. There's that sort of like the beat just lets Sherry do her thing, and you're like, wow, this is amazing. But But obviously, without going into each track, I found myself constantly getting lost in the awe of how Sherry manages to sing the way she does. This is also particularly evident on songs such as West Side, where she just takes the audience on a journey, a musical journey, and it's like her vocals just give this exceptional punch to everything. Half the time you're just wondering, how does she do that? You know, I kept repeating these songs to get those sonic highs again and to try and understand how exactly she does it. At this point, I must say, it's beyond words. She's just very, very talented and exceptional at what she does.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
OG the Mixtape is largely a fusion between R&B pop, hip-hop, with a loose island vibe touch that borders on dancehall. The project sees Sherry challenge her own talent by exploring further beyond the sound that made her a sought-after talent. She does know she can sing, obviously, and I'm pretty sure people tell her all the time that she's talented. So it's easy for her to rest on her laurels if she wanted to. But she really takes it to the next stage. From what I can see, much of it lies in her ability to interpret one song in different genres. She can do a really slow, melodic kind of just old school kind of singing where you're like, yo, it hits your soul. And then she switches it up with a more sing rap kind of style. And here and there, she actually raps too. Of course, her core remains R&B, while her delivery is distinctly Sherry. I can comfortably say there is nobody that sounds like, or that she sounds like, in the world. Nobody I've heard, at least. But you know where Sherry is probably the very best, probably in the world, at her craft? I think it's harmonizing. She can harmonize for days. For days. Yo. It's really hard to see anybody that can hold a candle to what she can do. On the other hand, the beats are a highlight for me. Easy on the ear with the occasional futuristic touch. I think the production team here came through on this body of work to capture the very essence of what makes Sherry lovable and a star. What I could note in the production is that it was done so well to expose her to sounds you'd expect from an artist like maybe Tyga or Chris Brown, that kind of musician. And in its own way, these songs may be used to test the waters for a wider US market. Obviously, most people in the world, if you can crack the USA, you're basically rich for life. Sherry might have an English hit in the works, who knows, and that could send her career skyrocketing in the US, because she's got the voice, she's got the look, and she's got the talent. So all she just needs is that one song that will just take her from the queen of Swedish R&B to like the queen of R&B, pretty much.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Of course, mixtapes are a whole lot more polished than what they traditionally were even 5, 6, 7 years ago. Mixtapes are now albums in their own right, without the pressure of the album tag. They maintain radio play worthiness and are their own avenue of musical art. So this is a clever play by Sherry to release it as a mixtape. But it's also a good way of just testing the waters. You never know. Maybe she's got a certain sound or a certain style she's trying to influence on her music, but without sacrificing the fan base or the audience. Overall, I would say OG The Mixtape is a great filler project for 2019, while we await another full-length album after the highly successful Arawelo from 2018. What I love about the sound is that it is unfiltered. Many times when we listen to less polished or the typical diaspora-based African artists, especially in the hip-hop and R&B genres, they rely heavily on an American-influenced sound and end up competing with a sound that they truly cannot crack. Sherry, on the other hand, couldn't be further from that. She does what I would call Scandinavian Afro-bashment. Their sound is as unique as the African diaspora sounds of the UK, which are their own sound right now, and that sound is blowing up across the world. My picks on the OG mixtape are, forgive me for the pronunciations of some of these, Kungsliften, 616, Sister Dancing, 1 Million, Westside, and Familiar. I'd say OG The Mixtape by Sherry is a project that deserves way more fanfare than it has received to date. There is so much going on this mixtape, and at a cool 9 tracks, 25 minutes, it doesn't take much time to listen to it. The good side is it's so good that you're likely to repeat it before moving on to something else, so it's worth a listen. I listened to it online, so it's available everywhere. It's called OG The Mixtape, 2019 project by Sherry, Somali Swedish R&B Queen. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Dende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.